99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday. Damn on! Today, a Seattle World Cup matchup inspired Bad Choice Friday, a classic matchup, as Egypt and Iran get underway tonight at Seattle Stadium at 8 o'clock. So, we took two of the finest, representing the fine country of Iran. Give it up for a flock of seagulls.
I think the team would be honored to know that we're supporting them with this song.
This is a good song. Yeah.
Turn this up, Mike.
Reminds me of when I used to sell dope. Cocaine.
Yeah. I think they were a one-hit wonder band, so to speak, I guess.
Were they? Flock of Seagulls?
Can you name another song from Flock of Seagulls? I cannot.
Well, the thing is that radio kind of screwed them.
Yeah.
That's why their second album didn't do as well.
I will say, I looked at Flock of Seagulls in our system, and the only thing that we have is like 13 different editions of Iran.
That's how good, that's how good of a song it was, Mike.
How good of a tune it is.
That's right. Representing Iran. Iran. So far away from a flock of seagulls. No, not in this case. It's Iran.
Yeah.
I'm saying it like Africa.
We're going back to Iran.
Iraq. Iran.
Yeah, and I watched Turkey play last night.
Yeah.
Not representing Egypt. Give it up for that wild and crazy guy, Steve Martin.
Well, Babylon.
What a tune.
What a tune.
Yeah. Now if I know, then light up just to see.
Yeah.
All my money and bought me a museum.
Is that Steve Martin singing?
Yes. Yeah, it's him.
He's my favorite, the hard
favorite honky.
He's my favorite honky.
I was about to say, he almost sounds a little, got a little melanin in him, and then that line pops in. My favorite honky.
Steve Martin and King Tut representing Egypt, and Flock of Seagulls representing Iran there.
Big Thrill Friday. Don't forget to skip that part when the lyric comes.
I'll sing it all the time.
Vote now.
You got to skip it.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, or if you're watching us on YouTube at KISW Rock, you can vote there as well. It's a tight race.
We're going to kick him off Love Island.
Tight race.
Well, it's just tough. When I listen to rap music, I got to skip a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
You don't sing it in the car with the windows up.
Windows up.
I know what's going on in your ride, man.
Yep. You know what the hardest time is? Is like, if you're like, well, it happened to me once on like a treadmill at a gym.
You're singing out loud?
I wasn't singing like out loud, but I realized I was just singing along to this Biggie song pretty good. And then like, I was like,
anybody here? Do we have time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com? You've got me. Let's see here on the question today. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? Guys, I drove over my cell phone, but only once. I wonder if it's still alive. Probably so.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, you drop it on a corner, it'll crack in a million places, but you can run over the Mack truck, it's fine. Guys, in '97, my brother got ran over by a Ford Escort. His girlfriend pulled him out from the car, raced him to the hospital. Doctor said if she didn't do that, he would have bled out internally. So that was right thing to do. Hola, mi amigos. Thanks for the laughs, as always. My buddy was in the U.S. Army in Bosnia, and an M1A1 tank ran over his toe.
Oh!
His foot survived, and I had to suppress the urge to ask him if he called a tow truck. That from Matt in Rochester.
Damn. Another good reason to cheer for the USA next week.
Guys, I, too, ran over baby rabbits with a lawnmower, 12 years old. Thought they were wood chips, 55 now. Still feel horrible. It's just so long ago that happened to me. It's, you know, it's just
it's not stuck in your brain.
It's a memory I'll always have, but I mean, like, I didn't mean to.
Well, no, you didn't mean to.
Yeah,
I mean, most killers put it out of their head.
Try to.
So they move on.
You got to move on. And you did. You found those birds.
Guys, I've texted him before. I have a lawsuit, so I can't say my name or give too much information, but I'm sure the guy that ran over with his jacked up truck wishes that he didn't run over me. 6 weeks at Harborview. Damn. Someday I hope to be able to tell you the whole story in person. I still go to your events. I'm the one with the cane. Here's another one. I hit a deer.
That doesn't really narrow it down,
there's a
man.
A few canes at our events.
Hit a deer on the way to Montana listening to your show. I blame Miles for making me laugh. Thanks for that. Another Montana. In Montana, looking for a wife's family at a boot hill. The ground gave way, and my leg went into a shallow grave. and broke the wood. I jumped out and will never go through a gravesite again.
Oh, dude. That is...
Wow. That guy, I mean, you're probably cursed.
Ooh.
Broke through a casket.
Why are you walking through a doggone graveyard anyway?
Should, I mean, be, well, should be a little bit farther down.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't think you. I would plummet into a grave if I'm doing so.
I get it, but you don't walk over people, man.
I mean, people go to cemeteries.
They do, but you don't walk over people.
Yeah, yeah, you try not to.
Well, you do.
You try not to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the ones I grew up with, it's just a little thing on the ground.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In theory, you are walking over where their bodies would be. You just hope they...
That's true. If you're at the gravestone, you're probably standing on top of them, telling them that you respect them.
I jump on top of my grandfather all the time. I went for... Well, that's what our thing was, man. He would put me on the bed. I'd jump up and down the bed. He'd take the pillow, knock my legs out from under me. I thought it was one of the greatest things ever. So every time I go to his grave, I jump up and down on his grave.
You literally go and you jump on your grandfather's
grave.
Yeah,
I do. Okay. It's going to be haunted. Exactly. Stop.
Walk it off,
I'm still doing it, buddy.
I mean, that's you have a legit reason. But if I saw you in there, I think you're insane.
Oh, yeah, well, for sure.
You must hate that dead guy.
Guys, I went for a walk in that big Tacoma Park with my crutches and leg boot and got a used needle between my toes.
Oh!
Luckily, the plunger saw me. One time when I was 8 years old, I was watching the Sky Play, a guy play on his dirt bike, I guess. What's this Sky Play? I'm assuming autocorrect. And stepped on a hornet's nest. Got stung 126 times.
Damn.
Guys, I hit a donkey once in Iraq. It did not get back up. It tried to, and then just laid back down. Poor guy. Hit him with a 7-ton. So he's toast for sure.
At least he didn't explode.
When I was 6 years old, stepped on a baby rattlesnake. My parents drove me to the hospital. By the time we got there, my foot was pretty swollen. But the anti-serum hurt so bad once they stuck it in my foot. And one more. Just before my ex-wife and I had to put our 16-and-a-half-year-old dog down, one night we woke up and she was going to the bathroom. The dog was asleep on the carpet in front of the bed. She slipped and fell into a pile of poop.
No.
At that point, for many, many, many months of realizing it was time, we realized in that moment it was, in fact, time. Lucky for me, I landed clean up the poop, not clean up my ex-wife. Good times. All right, do we have time for a couple birthdays here? Brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Ola Bacholas. I request to wish my daughter, Elizabeth, a very happy 22nd birthday. How about a Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted telling her that anxiety does not rule you. You rule anxiety. Thank you guys for all you do. Your show is the highlight of the day. That from Eric and Elizabeth in Portland, Maine.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
By the way, Portland, Maine, great, great city. Almost cussed.
Really?
It's awesome. Some of the best lobster rolls I've ever had in my life.
Well, okay.
The bars are cool.
That's fair.
I've never been there. I heard it's awesome.
It's a really cool downtown area.
All right, Elizabeth, first of all, happy birthday. Now, look, anxiety can get a lot of people, all right? And sometimes it might get there or whatever. But your dad's right, man. I think next time you have a little anxiety about something, you just think in your head, anxiety, you're a bitch. I'm tired of dealing with you. And maybe press your tongue to the top of your mouth. Clear your mind a little bit. Then try some breathing techniques. Remember, anxiety, you's a bitch.
Good afternoon, fellas. Today's my brother from another mother, Leo, a.k.a. Leroy, a.k.a. Goose's birthday. Please help him celebrate with some wedding puke, an owl hitting the window, and the captain explaining why Fireball is filtered through the Wendy's mascot's, to give it that extra cinnamon flavor. Thank you guys for the awesome show. That from Dean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. Let me clear up a couple of misconceptions about your Fireball. It is, in fact, filtered through red pubic hair, but it's not Wendy, it's Ronald McDonald. He calls his penis the cinnamon stick. On a side note, you might want to know that if it were Wendy, you would know it tastes like saffron. Crunch berries.
And finally, for the birthdays, guys, could you please wish my patient, amazing, and handsome schmuck of a partner, Jakey Boy, a very happy birthday.
Jakey Boy!
Can I get a fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, Coke Ted advice on turning 45, maybe some dad jokes from his darling Manders, who did not forget to write into the men's room this year. Thanks, guys. That from Amanda.
A filet of fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
All right, man, turn to 45. Coach just turned 45 last year. You know what Coach did? A little bar crawl, all right? But we're 45. We're not doing, like, you know, 12 of them. We're going to do 6. You got to limit everybody to a beer or a shot at each one, or you might get stuck and have a home base that everybody can go back to and meet you up. But, man, 45's good. We're halfway, you know, we're not 40, but we're not 50.
keep that in mind.
Okay. Dad Joke Friday. Get rid of them all. As well. Here come all the dad jokes we got. Guy, a man goes to a dermatologist with a rare skin disease. The doctor says, you should try a milk bath. So the guy goes to the grocery store, tells the dairy manager he needs enough milk to take a bath. The guy says, you want to pasteurize? He says, nah, man, just up to my chin. All right. Chicken pot pie. Three of my favorite things. saw a guy smoking in church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
So shocked, I dropped my flask. Did I tell you guys I took part in the sun tanning Olympics?
No.
I took part in the sun tanning Olympics.
Did you get burned?
I got bronze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Couple more. I wanna.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a guy ask me, are you that radio guy who always brags about weird stuff?
Oh, yeah?
I said, no, I'm the guy who takes the longest showers in Seattle.
That's dumb.
If you spit your gum out in space, will it orbit? Couple more. Why not? I was at the butcher, and I noticed he was working alone. I said, what happened to that guy, your assistant? He says, I fired him. I said, what happened? So he kept putting his willy in the bacon slicer. I said, what did you do with the bacon slicer? He said, I fired her, too. And finally... Finally... I once farted so loud that everyone in the grocery store ducked.
Oh, yeah?
Interviewer says, okay, so what's your weakness?
Yep.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Oh, thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails. Let's see here. It says, you guys asked people a few weeks ago, catching up here on the Odyssey app, the most memorable thing that happened at work, and you tried to guess the job. So I had to help an ex-porn star, one Asia Carrera.
Oh, yeah.
Did we have her on the show?
I think we did.
That's Asa Akira.
Asa Akira.
Okay. Asia Carrera, a different person.
Sorry.
Had to figure out how to wear a colander in her driver's license photo in St. George, Utah. She was successful and has a colander on her head on her license. She is an atheist and a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which allowed her to wear it as a religious statement.
Uh-huh.
I was a house cleaner. She was fun but crazy. Lots of memorabilia around the house of her porn star days. Love the show and stay beautiful. That from the lovely Katie.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
That, and what was it? Asia Carrera?
Yeah.
She's a lawyer now.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
As I saw this email and I was like, let me look her up. I did recognize her as a porn star. Yeah. But, okay. Right? I was like, huh?
She's a lawyer now.
She has a law degree.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if she's a practicing lawyer.
And this email goes back to our Smash charity auction.
All right.
For Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care. One of the items on there was you could bid on a burger that you get to build at Little Woody's.
Right.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Now, the guy won, and he gave us permission to do the burger on his behalf, and we could name it after us, whatever we wanted.
All right.
So, like, you guys do the burger, whatever. So, just so you guys know, I have been in contact with the people at Little Woody's. It's in the preliminary stages. We're right. Working on something. Still getting through a couple different questions. Last one I said was, can we do three individual sliders?
Yeah.
Like a three-slider meal. You pick one, I'll pick one, Steve pick one.
I still think you should just do it, man. You were the most fired up about it. Like, I don't mind.
Well, if they don't have the sliders, we'll have to do a burger based on everyone in here's general preference, so all to speak.
Right.
Okay? But this one says, on the subject, boo bitches, I'm emailing in hopes Miles did not win the bid for the Little Woody's burger. A couple days ago, you were all talking about what your burger would be. And Miles had a strong point about putting all the fixins on the bottom.
Fixins.
Until I put that theory to the test last night. I made a burger, put all the fixins on the bottom bun, just a regular sesame seed Franz bun, and every bite, it pushed everything out the backside, like I was eating on a ciabatta bread. So I think I'd rather eat Thrill's Bitch Burger than Miles's.
Thanks, the Bitch guys. Burger.
And love the show.
You know, I would gladly name it the Bitch Burger. Like, why do you call it? Because there's nothing there. There are no lettuce. There's no tomatoes. There's no pickles.
Mm-hmm. I had a burger last night with lettuce, pickles, onions.
No.
And, yeah, like a fancy mustard.
How was it?
Actually, it was delicious.
Was the hot dog better? Just a plain old hot dog?
I didn't have a hot dog.
You didn't?
No.
Because sometimes I'll make a burger and it's like awesome that I just have the plain ass hot dog that I'm making with it. I'm like, man, that plain ass hot dog is pretty good. Just sometimes,
yeah, man. They really are.
My buddy Phil was being lazy. Yeah, Phil, where were the hot dogs?
Mm-hmm. All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. The Fun King brought an old dusty clock. But he said, the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release. With the grease upon the ring, slip the clock ring for the king.
Three times fast.
The fun king bought an old dusty clock. But he said, the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release. With the grease upon the ring, slip the clock rock for the king.
One.
The fun king bought an old dusty clock, but he said the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release. With the grease upon the ring, slip the clock rock for the king.
Two.
The fun king brought an old dusty clock, but he said the clock rings lock. So the sofa king bought grease for the funky rings to release. With the grease upon the ring, slip the clock ring for the king.
Oh.
The Yanks are coming.
There we go. Let's do it again.
And now. Everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Ted says, rock on, bitches, and boo. Fridays are my hit and miss days on being able to listen to you. So if you ever use this, please email me the segment if you don't mind. Thanks in advance, and rock on, bitches. That from Virginia James.
Virginia.
So we're going to send him a...
we get right on that.
We're going to send him an email and let him know that we actually finally used this one.
Yeah. All right.
It's just hit and miss days, right?
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, some days are hit and miss for us.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
For sure.
And we've never done this one. It's a brand new one, really. Just had it in the pile for a while. And it goes something like this. Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog. The way we do Ted versus the FCC,
damn.
I have to say that one time through, then three times fast.
All right, dog, huh?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man. All right.
All right.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his duck sicked by a dog.
Three times fast.
Rick Sutter, the horrible duck sitter, took his sick duck to the vet, where he had his...
Oh. Why are you horrible if you do that? I think you're a wonderful person.
He's just not good at it.
It should never be known as a negative if you do that.
That's
give me that thing we're going to use it again next week.
That was a hard one.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yes, it was, apparently.
We need to find this Rick fella.
Oh, no.
Relieve some tension.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the program, NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us for TV Time with Ted. And we got the shot today coming up at 5:08.
9.9 KISW. The men's room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, so much show coming up. NASCAR legend Kevin Harvick joining us for TV Time with Ted. Shot of the day coming up at 5:08. Headlines on the way at 5:50. In the meantime, headlines mic's not working.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah.
This is exciting, too. This is fun.
Well, we have Kevin Harvick coming on.
I know.
Whatever you say doesn't matter.
Just you talked up everything else out there, and then as soon as it gets to my segment, all of a sudden, we have...
How many NASCAR races have you won? He's got titles. Mike. He won a Daytona.
Wow. Why didn't you just replace my segment with it then? Damn it.
Wow.
Okay, so we got to make sure that we hit the shot.
Thank you, Miles. There's a bill pending in Michigan that would ban employers from contacting employees about work-related matters after hours.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Now, some of that is a little bit dependent. It's more it's not so much they're banning a widespread. It's kind of, they're a little bit more stringent. I'm like, no, you don't get to talk to them about that.
You don't need to bug it.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Save it for tomorrow.
We're just going to bring it up again. If there's something like, oh my God, it's on fire, you can still reach out to them and get a hold of people. But for the most part, no.
It can all be done within work hours.
Right.
Like even here, right? I fathom if a station's off the air.
We get it.
Right. That's kind of a different thing. But for a lot of stuff, it's like, just because you don't have a life outside of work.
Right.
Like, I I'm with you. Like, I see people all the time, like, oh, I got to take care of this. I'm like, dude, it's...
No, you don't.
It's Saturday night.
Right. Or it's like 7 p.m. on a Friday. Or, like, I'm just like, that's...
Yeah.
People like, need a normal... You need life, too.
Yes. You absolutely do. According to a new study, 5 million veterans have used magic mushrooms, LSD, or MDMA.
I read that today.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Prescribed, or they've just used them?
I think it's a mix of both.
Okay, all right.
Some veterans have eaten marijuana-laced cookies without realizing it.
Well, have they?
How did that go?
I heard the story.
Okay.
I wasn't there, but they're strong cookies. I generally kind of shy away. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
Fun.
I think that was one of those ones you don't want to freak somebody out and be like, oh my God, you ate all that?
Yeah. Boy, see where he goes.
He just took a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Stanford researchers used AI to generate a burger recipe optimized for taste, sustainability, or nutrition.
Or?
I think they made, well, the question made is, several different
how
recipes.
Does it taste?
That is the real
thing. What do you do is give the burger to someone and do they agree?
They did. They tested it with several different test subjects, if you will, and it basically beat out the sandwiches.
All right.
Yeah, they were loving it. Which... It makes sense.
I went to Loretta's last night with my kid and her boyfriend. Man, that's still a good hamburger.
Yep. Yeah,
that's so good.
As soon as you bite into it, you're like, oh, forgot how good this is. I'm going to cry.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
I don't want
amazing.
An AI hamburger. I want a guy back there that maybe's done some time. And he spent his life.
Well, I mean, he's still got to figure
out burgers.
Yeah.
Still got to do it right. I don't need machines about burgers, dude.
Machine burger. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. Thrill, you currently hold the record. You got two days in a row right
That's
now.
That's how smart we are.
This is a noun brought to you by the letter S, and I give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. It's a formal word that refers to a relationship between two people or groups that work with and depend on each other.
Symbiotic.
Close enough, symbiosis is
all
the
right.
word.
Well done. You're giving him that?
Three. You wouldn't?
What did you
have? No, I'm with Miles. It's not right. No, it's
yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
Not surprised. He was the only one that didn't crap on my segment because we got such big stuff coming up next.
An S word? I would have said, succinct.
Succinct, okay. Right. And you'd have been wrong.
Yeah.
I would have said symbiotic.
Ted, you'd have been right.
Yeah, you'd have been so right.
You'd have been right enough.
Yeah.
Well, right enough.
Jumped over and gave it to him.
Oh, wait, you said you'd say symbiotic.
God damn it, I screwed
it up. But the word was symbiosis.
Symbiosis.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was going to say.
Hey, yeah. I still would have given it to you, Ted. It would have been yours.
Yeah.
A study found that dogs with cognitive decline take shorter steps.
I don't know where to study on this.
Yes. They don't know where they're going.
Can we control some of this money?
Apparently not.
Because studies are funded basically for the most part through grants.
Sure.
Which is typically tax dollars.
So can we just have like a filter on where some of our money's going?
Peanut butter is sticky.
But it did get me to start thinking about how big a step is my dog taking. He is getting slower.
Well, he's a little dog.
Sure.
His gait's going to be different.
Right, but I think they start taking shorter steps. I think as they age...
So if you're a corgi, you just got
walking. It's more about the speed. It's the same with humans. They say the more you slow down walking, that's a lot... It says a lot about your health.
Yeah.
So the quicker you walk, the better off you are. So it's not as a matter, even if you take short steps.
Yeah.
It's just how fast are you moving?
Yeah, true enough. He's still moving okay. I think he's moving slow now just because he's a jerk.
He's like, I'm just taking my time.
Well, also dogs like to smell things.
They do.
You know, you got to let them do that.
Yeah. Every single blade of grass.
I just assume everything that gets older takes shorter steps.
Generally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Car goes slower. People go slower. Animals go. I mean, there's a reason lions. They're going to hunt, like, go to the young ones or the old ones. You know why? Because they're slow.
Because they're the slow ones. Yeah, my mom takes smaller steps. And I forgot. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, is that today?
Today?
Is that today, dude?
Yesterday.
Oh!
You can't tell. You can't wish her happy birthday.
No.
I know.
It's too late.
I know.
Did you text her?
What's that?
Did you text her?
Oh, no. I talked to her and stuff.
Okay, good.
I just didn't email Miles like I should have. Mm. I was like, oh, remember.
What do you think she would have wanted from the...
Oh, she would have wanted
from the bank.
From the bank.
No, my dad probably. Your penis is too small.
Well, she got it.
There you go, Mr.
Actually,
Smith.
She had a big day yesterday. I went to some Italian restaurant that serves like a 1 pound meatball.
She didn't get the garlic mouse, did you?
No.
Okay, thank God.
It's time to take off the leash.
You know what? She lives in Catonsville. I mean, she's not that far from Baltimore.
That's true.
According to a new study, millennials entered their college age with higher maturity fears than other generations.
Higher what?
Maturity fears. They're afraid of getting into adulthood and getting older, and they're afraid of what's coming at them versus being inspired versus being
because the adults
confident.
In their lives. Because of us.
Exactly.
Seriously.
It's like, there's no job market that we're going into. We're in financial debt.
Everyone's fighting. I mean, it's
like, bad.
Sure. It's not like we're giving them like this big glowing thing to look forward to right now.
Well, and the big thing that keeps coming up with millennials is we're very much focused on kind of maintaining childhood. We love to reminisce. We love, what's the word? Nostalgia.
Sure.
We're huge on it. So I started wondering, honestly, I thought in motion at that point. I was like, is it just because we had such a bomb childhood that we didn't want to let it go? We grew up in the 80s and 90s, dude. We grew up and found ourselves in like the greatest time in this country to be alive so
far. I agree. I think we definitely had it better as far as your childhood goes.
Right.
But also,
economically speaking, you know, the generation ahead of us was able to go out there and just dominate the working world and go, and the money was flowing everywhere, but the entertainment was fantastic.
Yeah.
The TV shows were great. The music was awesome. The movies were sick. The
and
culture
was
fun.
Anger,
yeah.
Right? I think that has a lot to do with it. Just the world around you, everyone was, you know, even if you had a crummy life, just the world in general seemed like a more hospitable place.
Yeah.
And you wanted to move out.
And companies didn't have rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's just some massive decisions that happened in the 90s that just really changed a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes to gluten-free baking, the secret ingredient that they've been waiting for just might be Brazilian seaweed.
Naturally. Well, seaweed's good for you.
Gluten-free baking. They're going to start putting Brazilian seaweed in it to see if that doesn't.
I mean, I'll eat a seaweed salad, but it's got, like, soy sauce. Can't imagine using seaweed for sweet.
God, I love a seaweed salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that
even
I
have
I'll
eat a seaweed salad. Awesome.
I just consider that sushi.
Get it at Din Tai Fung. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's very
okay.
good. They're not,
like
they're not very big. They're just little cup.
Gotcha.
So it's not like a plate or a bowl. Thing.
Sure.
It's just a little
not a big green leaf salad.
Yeah.
I also try to use it this weekend as an insult. What's up, seaweed salad?
Mm-hmm. We do have one employee that we call Bag of Lettuce. I'll tell you off air.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just... I don't know exactly what it is, but when you say who it is, somehow it makes sense. It's like, yeah.
3 days in the fridge is going bad.
Yeah. Just kind of loose. And, yeah.
Jesus.
So we call them Bag of Lettuce.
I'm excited now. I want to know who this is.
Who? A new study suggests that birth control hormones may trigger emotional eating. What do you know? It's screwing with your hormones, and it triggers a little bit of emotional eating.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, guys.
Think about pregnancy.
Just showed my group. Doesn't it somehow make sense?
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
It's not even really like an insult. It's just kind of like,
that's
oh,
right.
It's just kind of what you remind
you're just
me
a
of.
Bag of lettuce,
yeah,
ain't you?
It's kind of loose leaf, you know.
They kind of look that way.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Shredded iceberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Fresh Express. Oh, jeez. Ted, what is the day, buddy?
Today is National Hot Dog Day.
You're going to like this. It's Tropical Cocktails Day.
Oh.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
It's also a National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that on Check-A-Day. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is, right there next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was distracted by the Tropical Cocktails Day.
No, we were just hoping employees would show up.
Yeah. Yeah, where's your dog, though?
Did they just drop the dog off?
She's working.
Come back home? That's the thing.
You just have
here.
A whole bunch of dogs
yeah,
running
just
around
dogs
his office.
Running around like, yeah, you go, man. I'm not. I don't go on Friday.
Damn it. So I went and looked
up good Friday.
What the 10 best tropical drinks are.
Feel good with my dog.
Yeah. There it is.
I feel great. I'm not here.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right.
But you do.
What would you guys say if you were to get a tropical drink, if you were to get a tropical cocktail of whatever kind, what would be your number one go-to?
Jungle Bird.
A Jungle Bird. What is in a Jungle Bird?
I believe that is light rum, dark rum, a lot of crushed ice, and some type of juice.
Okay. Okay.
The one I had was Bacardi rum, watermelon juice, and maybe lime or lemon squeezed in.
Gotcha. Okay.
That was, I love watermelon. So I'm like, this is awesome.
All right. Steve,
I don't know, man.
I know you're mostly a beer and whiskey type of guy. But
like, okay, give me a Corona and a chilled whiskey.
Okay.
I mean, typically, like, if we're on vacation or something in Mexico, essentially what I do is my wife gets excited, she'll order whatever, and I just say, make it two. Because I know it's going to be good. It's going to be fruity. No. I know there's booze in it.
Sounds like a
milkshake. Other than a pina colada, I could not tell you the name.
Can't go wrong with a blended drink either.
I think you can get down with a Mai count. Tai. Those count.
What's in a Mai Tai? I mean, I know what it
is. You might hear in just a moment.
Ah, yep. I'll wait.
Number 10 on the list. Miles, you're going to go out for a date. You're not going to go get coffee. You're going to get margaritas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and you're getting laid that night,
on
brother.
On a first date?
Damn straight on a first date.
You are getting laid.
That's a hell of a tester. Take anybody through.
That's going to relax you a whole lot, man. You're going to learn more about each other. You're going to have a good, calm environment. We got nachos on the table, man. We're going to learn about each other.
The thing about margaritas, though, typically when you get them, is they don't even ask you if you want a different tequila. It's always well.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting into the well of tequila, which, man, that's dangerous territory.
That's why you get laid.
Well, yeah, you can order it different.
You can. But, you know, like if you say margaritas, they're just going to go.
Yeah.
Like they don't... Like any other drink, they'll say, what type of vodka would you like?
Sure.
Or whatever. They don't do that with margaritas. It's like, pitcher's coming out.
Underrepresented.
You can get just one.
What's that?
Get just one. You don't get a pitcher.
Who does that?
Get a pitcher?
I mean, who orders one margarita?
Even
if you get a pitcher one, I'm like, just go ahead and make two, because they're going to be done with that by the time you walk back to the bar.
Sorry, Ted, I got to go with them on that one. You can't just have one margarita.
You got to get a pitcher.
You got to get a
couple. It's experience.
Bitch-ass Ted. Single margarita Ted. Cool.
I think I've had enough margaritas. I'll have a Miller Lite.
Yeah, seriously, that's me. I like one on the rocks with a little salted rim, and then like, all right, go back.
Oh, back to tahini, if they have that instead of the salt, because it's salty, but yeah, then that adds up.
Underrepresented, but I do really, really enjoy it. The Blue Hawaiian.
Never had one.
I've never had it as a full cocktail. I've had it as a shooter.
Very good. Combines rum, blue curacao, pineapple juice. They say cream of coconut, and it says fruity, sweet, and almost always served with a paper umbrella. I had that for the first time in Hawaii. I'd never had it before. I was like, ooh, it's this little blue drink.
You got to be careful drinking sugar in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I danced the hula that night. Sex on the Beach. Comes
in a break. What is in that?
So that is...
I remember the drink, obviously.
Sound and vaginal fluid.
Did you guys ever, though, have... Like, I never... A Sex on the Beach, again, I've never had it as a drink, but it was a popular shooter.
It was,
like,
yeah.
College-age bar.
See, and I've only ever seen that one as a drink. Same with the Blue Hawaiian, is I never actually saw it as a shooter. But it marries vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, and cranberry juice.
Yeah, of course it's good.
Yeah. That was my wife's first drink that was kind of her staple.
All right.
She loves peach. Everything that she... If it's peach, she digs it. So Sex on the Beach was absolutely...
Mine. I was at a classy bar in Frostburg, Maryland once. We ordered some of those, and the guy just pulled out a pitcher of them.
Nice.
Poured them in plastic cups.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ted, you come in at number 7, the Jungle Bird.
Nice.
Dark rum with the complex herbal bitterness of Campari. It's rounded out with pineapple juice, lime juice, and simple syrup for a perfectly balanced sweet and bitter profile.
And it's got an obnoxious amount of crushed ice.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I love it. I should give that one a go, dude. I like rum. My problem is that rum drinks, I steer away from them because they are almost predominantly coconut rum.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes
to me. Well, if you say tropical, it's going to be coconut.
Give it Bacardi.
Yeah. And that's what I look for is the ones that have Bacardi in it.
And dark rum.
Because Malibu just sucks.
People don't drink it a lot, but man, it's good in the Coke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rum and Coke, man. I mean, that just goes down.
You ever gone to Captain Private Stock?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the way to go in the Coke.
I sometimes do that on an airplane.
Do rum and diets?
Yeah.
Man, when you land, you are happy.
Oh, yeah. Like,
rum is a happy buzz.
Yeah.
For the most part. And I don't know why, you know, it's not big in Seattle culture.
Yeah.
But when you go to a place that has a lot of different rums, you're like, man,
for sure.
It's fun. You don't get really hungover. It's.
Yeah, I drink a lot of Captain. I've said this before. Captain, take it down a dark sea.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
I know nobody liked it, but me and my crew, we did that Captain Tattoo. We mixed that with Pepsi. It was the black cherry rum.
Yeah.
I never tried it.
It was. We liked it.
Yeah.
And then I got in the scene, and all of a sudden, everybody's crapping all over. It's like, I thought I was really good. It made basically a spiked cherry Coke.
Yeah.
A rum runner. Again, these are the 10 best tropical cocktails. A rum runner named after the bootleggers of the Florida Keys. It's a fruity, high-octane slushy. It blends light and dark rums with blackberry liqueur, banana liqueur, grenadine, and citrus juices.
I call mine a Joe Kennedy.
The Joe Kennedy. All right.
The Kennedy family made a ton of money in bootlegging.
Anybody heard of the painkiller?
Yes.
I have not.
Yeah, I have.
Any idea what's in the painkiller, Ted?
I don't.
blends dark rum, cream of coconut, pineapple juice, and orange juice, finished with a generous dusting of freshly grated nutmeg.
I wonder if anyone ever done that. Taking two Advil, just throw them in the drink, right? Just stir it until it dissolves.
This will fix it there, buddy.
Nobody needs a liver anyhow.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Tylenol.
It fixes itself.
It's Tylenol.
Look at Advil in my drink.
It fixes itself. No, it's just blended.
It's a mix of dark rum, coconut rum, lemon juice, pineapple juice, and a dash of sweet grenadine or coffee liqueur. Anybody heard of the Bahama Mama?
Oh, yeah. Know that one.
It sounds good. Yeah. It's a crowd pleaser that packs a large tropical kick. I don't know why, but I feel like it needs banana in it of some kind.
It could. Most of those East Coast bars, like coconuts or whatever. Like,
I was just about to say.
They have all these drinks on a one-sheeter.
The East Coast bars. Because like there's no tropics
beach,
over there?
Yeah, but at the beach, like, all those bars are, like, tropical-themed.
Gotcha.
Right? So and truth be told, when you're there, you end up drinking frozen drinks, too.
Yes, you do.
We've reached the top three of the 10 best tropical drinks at number three. It says it's native to Cuba. It is made with rum, fresh lime juice, muddled mint leaves, and simple syrup.
Mojito.
That's a great drink.
Topped off with club soda and lots of ice. I have yet to pull the trigger on trying a mojito.
Nope, really?
But good, the
man.
Older oh I God. Get, the better it's... Because the mint is throwing me off.
No. You just got to go to a bar that actually has fresh mint. Yeah. And very rarely do they.
That's also something.
Get rid of the mojito. Right. You need to go to like a whiskey bar, like someplace that's, you know, it's like a cocktail bar.
Right. And I generally go to dives, and they're not really going to make you a mojito. They will, but they're not going to make you.
You know
mojito
who has a great mojito
enjoy.
Is McMinimum's in Tacoma.
The Elks Temple.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do really well.
Yeah. My problem is, you know, I'll go to a place and it's like, can I just get a vodka soda with lime? And they squirt the lime juice in. It's like, God, I want a real lime, not this syrup crap. Number two, the original 1944 was created by Trader Vic. And it features high-quality aged rum, lime juice, orange curacao, and orangeet.
I've never heard of orange curacao.
Neither have I.
Is that a Singapore sling?
No, this is number two of the tropical drinks, Ted. This is where you find your Mai Tai.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I didn't know what was in it.
Me neither. Right?
I just drank them.
High quality aged rum, lime juice, orange curacao. I also assumed that Mai Tai had coconut in it. I might have to get
that. I always thought it did, too.
It's a subtly sweet, nutty almond syrup there, that orangeet or whatever it is. I'm sure I'm saying it wrong. But then we go to the number one.
Coconut rum's got a chokehold on your brain.
They do, man. Well, it's tropical. Right. Like we were saying, everything's coconut with tropical. Just like our number one tropical drink, the best one. Do you like getting caught in the rain? It's pina colada.
All right.
It always sounds good, man, other than the fact that it's literally just pineapple and coconut.
Coconut, yeah.
I'm sure it's fantastic for people that like it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I don't need so much coconut in my life.
Okay.
You know.
Was there any of those on those lists that you would try with any kind of regularity, Steve?
I would try any and all of them because all of alcohol. With fair. Regularity, probably not.
No.
That's right.
You like what you like.
I mean, that's the simple truth of it. I think probably of all of those, mojito, as far as those kinds of drinks go, is probably the one I drink the most.
Okay.
But not often.
A group in Pennsylvania were busted for theft, but what they stole is just sad, Miles.
What did they steal?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today we toast 46-year-old Nadi Jabari of, Thonatosasa, Florida. You ever heard of the place?
No.
Thonatosasa.
Definitely sounds Native American.
That is my guess. Yeah, so Thonatosasa, Florida. Anyway, he was on Highway 301 when he spotted a suspicious driver. That's when he flipped on his lights and pulled the vehicle over. He approached the driver's side door, but already there's a couple of problems with his traffic stop. First, that he's not a real police officer.
Oh, yeah.
And in spite of his blue and red light bar, his police uniform and tactical vest and handgun, when he approached the car, he found out his second problem. The guy he pulled over was an actual cop of the undercover variety. As you might imagine, he was arrested immediately.
Wow.
Flipped on his lights.
What a maroon.
Oh, yeah.
walks up there, and the guy's like, okay.
Good. If you're going to pretend to be a cop, you deserve
pull over an actual cop, yeah.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Oh, I'd love to hear this.
Please, officer.
Step out of the car.
Right? Yeah,
I'm planning on it.
Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a bad choice Friday coming up next.